Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Welcome all. What is that outside, Heels? Was that blue sky and that great big orange thing up there? What was that?
Yeah, it was. It was called the sun and the sky, Patty. but today's weather forecast still not good.
Oh, really?
Oh, 30 and partly cloudy. It's partly cloudy everywhere. Everywhere. And Ingham has got a shower or two. So Atherton, Kingaroy, Toowoomba, Gold Coast, Brisbane, good morning. Partly cloudy. Hasn't showed its face yet.
No,
in Brisbane.
Happy for it to stay the way it is. It's magnificent. Now you're excited. We've got a brand new test keeper, and not only that, we've got one of the greats, Rod Marsh, on the show today. So this is all about you today, isn't it?
Track down Backus, yeah. I mean, number 34, the wicket keeper, Alex Carey. So we've had less wicket keepers than captains by a long way in the history of cricket. And yet no one sort of made a big thing of his. They just slid him into the squad of 15, they said.
Yeah, you're a little bit disappointed.
Ridiculous.
Aren't you? There was a quite sedate press conference yesterday over at the National Cricket Centre at AB Field. A few journos there in person. Obviously others who couldn't travel from interstate are doing it via Zoom and, you know, over the phone, etc. But you wanted marching bands, fireworks, everything, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't mind the chairman of selectors making a bit bigger thing of it. In the announcement, we are changing a wicketkeeper.
Okay.
And our keeper that we're changing just happened to be the former captain. So it's big. It's a big moment. And so Alex Carey's got big shoes to fill, and I think he'll do them very well. He'll get in as a bit of a leader. They'll be able to, I think they reverted back to his international experience and being a leader in the one-day game for Australia. That would give the team a lot of confidence going into this Ashes campaign. Josh Inglis a little bit light on for cricket and experience, which might not have provided the security that Carey will.
He doesn't have a lot of recollection of what happened when he met the chairman of selectors, according to Alex Carey yesterday.
George just came up and shook my hand and gave me a big hug, and whatever he said after that, I can't really remember. I was pretty speechless, and a smile from ear to ear.
The other thing that he spoke about quickly after that was then the reaction back home in Adelaide. They're a very close family.
Yeah, I've got an incredibly close family. So for mum and dad to hear that news, they were, in tears straight away. A really supportive wife in Eloise, who was, again, in tears. Brother, sister, and then friends. So, I'm really fortunate with, the support I've got around me with my really close family, my friends, all my mates at the SACA. The phone started to blow off a little bit this morning, which is nice. So definitely feeling the love.
Start turning that off next week.
Well, there's a lot of love in the family because I was chatting to him. I had to do a one-on-one with Alex, which is just he and I being me interviewing him afterwards because he has a contract with Seven in Adelaide. And we were chatting and I said, you know what, remind me of the border regulations, et cetera, again. He said, no, they can come up from Adelaide without having to quarantine. So he went through the list who are coming and didn't mention his mum and dad. And I know that I'd read quite a bit about, his dad being a great mentor for him. But his dad, sadly, is suffering, is battling leukemia at the moment.
Yeah.
So he's in the middle of a fight with chemotherapy, et cetera. So mum and dad aren't coming. They'll be watching. But we had a little bit with them on the news last night where dad said, hey, he said, I know you deserve this. You've worked so hard all your life for it. It was a touching moment. So, look, there'll be just that little tinge when he walks through the gates at the Gabba next Wednesday, whether, fielding or, when he eventually gets to bat, dad will be in the back of his mind.
Oh, big time. It won't be little. It'll be big. There'll be emotions flowing everywhere in your mind, your brain, your body feeling. How am I feeling? Not that great at this stage. And I better get going. I better click in here. It's huge and it'll be swirling and so will the ball.
Yeah.
The ball that he's having to catch will be swinging and seaming and he could be very successful.
Well, speaking of that, the Lions skipper, Dane Zorko, is joining us again. Now, have you been over at the Gabba lately and had a peek outside the doors from the gym?
Oh, I haven't. I haven't. But I think you're forgetting Alex Carey, who's a superstar GWS Giant as well.
He was, yeah. That's
well,
right. Yeah.
He couldn't have been a superstar because they got rid of him. He was their first captain, wasn't he?
He reckons he wanted to play cricket instead. So they just go, righto, mate, go play for Australia.
Yeah, off you go. Yeah. You don't offload them that quick if you want them.
Well, he did say it was Sheeds that advised, didn't he? Kevin Sheedy said, look, have a look at the cricket.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
I don't know how you say that subtly either. Well, to go,
apparently, he got sick of looking in his locker. You know, you look in your locker. Is there a pink slip? Oh no, I've got another week.
Oh, but I haven't looked at it. Haven't looked at the wicket. But knowing the ground staff there, it'll be thorough and it'll be great.
Yeah.
And if the outside nets are anything to go off, it'll be.
We did perfect.
Beautiful.
We had the chopper in the air yesterday.
Oh,
doing other stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I said, oh well, look, if the chopper is in the air, I said just swing by the Gabba and have a bit of a look.
Drop it down.
And because it was fine. Covers are off. Very, very, very green.
Mm, but nice, we know that. Green.
It's lush.
Which you need it to way. Be yeah. 1 week out. You know, traditionally in summer when the weather's going to be hot, it'll dry out quickly and brown up a little bit. But it should still have deep-seated moisture in there right down, which will come up and up and up as the game wears on. And it should provide good assistance to all bowlers.
Now that he has won the race, you were saying to me yesterday morning when we had a chat as well that this is his spot to hold now. He's got to grab it as hard as he can, cling onto it, and even though he's 30, you believe he can be there for the next 5 or 6 years.
Oh, mate, don't cling onto it. You master it. You get in, and the more you do this day in, day out, full-time mentality of being a national keeper, you'll get better. And the more you do it. So I expect him to really blossom as a player and pick himself up 60, 70 tests. That's what he's got to do. Don't cling, get into it and master it.
Well, he spoke also about his confidence and how he's looking forward to this.
Yeah, I feel confident in my game. I've been able to stay in that one-day team and we've performed strongly in the past. And I guess my short experience as captain in the group in the West Indies and... you know, I think every time you go out there, you know, you feel a little bit more confident. Yeah, going to go and play with a big smile on my face.
What might happen in the nearish future is he loses that one-day spot to the next test keeper. Josh Inglis might come through the shorter forms of the game, and Carey concentrates on major test series and all test series and major one-day tournaments maybe.
There's always someone that misses out, isn't there? And I know I'm a big fan of, and I'm always a fan of the Bulls, but I'm a fan of Pearson. Would he have entered the conversation or was it a race into?
No, I think he was in the conversation, yes, definitely. So, but he's taken too long to perform like this. You know, when you get your state job, if you can do your job straight away and take the step from club cricket or second 11 up to state cricket, you'll be noticed. And it's taken him 4 years to be noticed because he's now playing the way they thought he could play 4 years ago. And then he would have been front of conversation.
And Zorks would probably know this. We had one of the wonders of the new world on yesterday. For the first time, we had international players at Ian Healy Oval performing.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I was down there. I didn't ring you, Paddy. But
you did six one-on-ones on your podcast.
Had all the boys come through the show. It was great. Yeah. No, they... Looked like they went all right down there, didn't they?
Yeah, we got a new nickname for you, work experience boy.
Yeah.
Alligator blood. That's your new nickname because he doesn't run in the wet either.
Well, I do like playing in the wet though.
You're right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, love it, yep. Love it. I actually love training in the wet out on the Gabba.
Yep.
Out at Yeronga though.
Not as good. Where's your gym and everything now though?
At the Gabba.
Yeah, so yep. But you didn't put your head outside Wednesday. Did
no,
you?
It was raining.
You trained, eh? You
yeah,
trained.
Yeah,
well done.
I come in, yeah.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, floated around.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
morning tea.
Literally floated
morning
around on
tea.
The Ultra G. No.
Righto.
I was running on air.
Ultra G.
Ultra G. Magnificent machine, that.
When you are running in training now, does anything hurt? Like your knees solid?
All of it.
Does it?
That's why I don't want to train in the slodgy weather at the moment.
Yep.
Get me back on the hard decks or a little bit, you know, a little bit soft, not slodgy though.
Is yep. Fakes good heavy. With that?
He's all for
he's
it.
He's on board, is he?
Well, he just trods around anyway. I feel like I look like him when I run now. But no, things do hurt. So the Ultra G is a good way to get the running in without carrying the whole body weight.
Yeah.
So the Lions batted yesterday, although they were moving around, they swapped and changed their teams. But
The British Lions? English Lions,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. Stokes, they finished 4 for 226. Stokes, 2 for 31 off 10. So he was pretty impressive. The other two quicks, or their main quicks, Anderson and Broad, wicketless, but, you know, were very, very economical right the way through the day. Chris Wokes was the player who spoke yesterday, and I thought spoke really, really well. He spoke on a heap of issues, you know, about playing with the Kookaburra ball, about backing what we're calling, the, you know, their dad's army attack with Anderson and Broad. He said he still believes they're, you know, near the height of their powers and they will be potent during this test series. But he was obviously asked, and in a polite way, about the two controversies that have embroiled, you know, and enveloped both teams. Obviously, the Tim Payne sexting scandal from Australia and this ongoing racism row over Yorkshire in England, which is, you know, huge news over there. He said he believes both issues won't be raised when it comes to sledging in this series, which I think is great. And he was very, very, you know, strong on it. He said cricket is a better place when we don't need that stuff on the field. There'll be ways of sledging. I hope, you know, don't get me wrong. And, you know, Alex Carey was asked about it yesterday. You know, what do you like? Are you a little bit lippy, like your predecessor behind the stumps? And he said, oh, look, let's see how it unfolds. He didn't give much away. But I thought Chris Wokes was great yesterday. He spoke, you know, and said these two issues shouldn't be raised on the field during this five-test series.
Yeah, and that's in the preamble to the laws of cricket, which had to be written about the turn of the century, around 2000. Mm. Colin Cowdery and Sir Colin Cowdery sort of designed them. That it's sort of a manual, little manual on how you play cricket, which disappointingly had to be put into the front of the laws of cricket. For mine, the umpires weren't doing their job, still don't do their job. So if it gets personal, it's not fair. And it's not a new revelation, this, and that's the way it should be. If it can blow up, you know, spontaneous blow up, sure, but purposeful, planned, personal attacks are not the way to go.
Yeah, well, we got one of our listeners here saying that it looked beautiful out there at Ian Healy Oval yesterday. Got to mention a big night last night.
Jeez, you moved off that quick. Can we get back to the Ian Healy Oval? Saw the puddles and you were giving it to me about the puddles that we saw on television yesterday. And there we are. We've now got players in creams out there.
Well, they were the first. The Aussies couldn't get on it yesterday. They're at Redlands this afternoon.
Yeah, I wonder why they couldn't get the other ground. Alan Pettigrew Oval is a better draining ground, and Australia have decided to stay clear of where England are and go to Redlands. Redlands was underwater last week and stayed underwater.
No, they say it'll be okay today. They're out there this afternoon. Hey, got to mention the Don Awards last night.
Now, is this the second one this year?
No.
Who got the Don reasonably recently?
Ash won it in 2019. I don't know whether they had a function for it last year.
I reckon we've heard one recently. I've been trying to think, rack my brain.
Well, Paddy Mills won it last night.
Yes.
For the most inspiring performance by the Boomers captain. So I sort of checked out and had a bit of a reading. What about the field this year? Because we know it was an Olympic year. So you've got Emma McKeon with 7 medals, including 4 gold. You've got Ariane Titmus, who was the conqueror of, you know, possibly the greatest female swimmer in history. You've got Kayleigh McKeown with her 3 gold with the backstroke champ. Jess Fox finally prevailing after so many world championships and things like that. Ash obviously had to come seriously. You know, we don't have too many Wimbledon champions. And Ash Barty did it this year. And then, of course, Dylan Alcott with his golden tennis slam. Mm. So, you know, there were so many that you could throw into the conversation in an Olympic year. And Paddy Mills, the Boomers captain, our flag bearer, along with Kate Campbell at Tokyo. I don't think there'll be anyone will argue over that.
Nah, he conducted himself so well throughout the Olympics, pre and post, and to finally get that medal for him, which is something that you could see Andrew Gaze and the guys that have all come before him, how passionate they were about it and how, like, there was tears in their eyes. So, yeah, deserving winner.
Yeah. And he's given us all something to watch in America again.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Last year was, the reigning champs and the Don were the Australian women's cricket team. So they'd won at Ash before that.
Righto.
So
that MCG final against India.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they had the inaugural Dawn Award too. And I know Dawny was just absolutely chuffed when Sport Australia phoned and said, hey, we're going to start a Dawn Award.
Now, what's hers represent again?
Well, it's recognising groundbreakers who achieved against the odds. So that's the That's the edict behind it. And the inaugural winner, Yvonne Goolagong Cawley.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So a groundbreaker who achieved against the odds, and there's no doubt she did that. But we still had a reminder. So the younger generations had a reminder of just how good Yvonne was when Ash gave her a nod by wearing the dress, you know, a similar dress.
Crocheted number.
Yvonne wore. So I just thought it was great. And have a listen to this one. This is an interesting one. The News Corp readers were asked to vote on the most inspiring Hall of Fame moment. And you could have a few goes at this, but they came up with the 2015 Melbourne Cup, Michelle Payne.
Yeah, well, wow. She won the Don that year. She won the Don the year after. Yeah. I attended that night, and it was excellent. It was really good. So they voted that one too. Hey?
Yeah, love to know what you think. I mean, that field, surely, and I said it at the Queensland Sports Star Awards because we had so many of those that I've mentioned at the Queensland Sports Star of the Year, and the judges there came up with a tie with the first time ever in the history, in the 26-year history, between Emma McKeon and Ash Barty. So it's been a big year for the women, but Patty Mills was the winner last night. So I don't know what you think about that, but I thought it was just an inspired choice because he does so much good.
He wants to do
plenty. It's not just about medals and world records and things like that. It's about inspiring a nation, and he certainly did.
And he wants to do plenty more too on the court. Yep. He wants to get those Boomers into the gold medal playoff.
Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. The number, you can give us a call if you like, 13 13 55, or text us. Thanks for Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SEN. Lots to talk about today. You can text us, as I said, or give us a call on that Brighton Homes open line. We're cricket overload, but we're also heading into Bathurst weekend. Which is
there's a bit of a blue going on there in the garage.
Ah, Dickie's stirring them up. Yes. Fantastic.
Dickie giving it to Roland.
Right about now, I think they're launching the Gen 3 cars. So these are the cars for the new season.
New Mustang.
Yeah. So they've got the new Mustang and the Camaro, of course, with Holden out of it. You know, the Camaro's come in. So Dickie has said, I think it was, I don't know whether this is exact quote, but Mustangs are going to kick the Camaro's backside.
Words to that effect.
Words to that effect.
And now, because we're on a level playing field, that Roland Dane bloke doesn't run the sport anymore. That's what Wincup's got to step into.
So Roland's leaving. I did a nice piece with him on the news the other night. And Roland said, well, Dickie, he said, have a real good look today when they launch these two cars at the rear view of the Camaro, because that's what your drivers are going to be looking at next season.
Yes, well.
So Cam Waters and his Mustang was quickest in P1. They the co-drivers had a session yesterday afternoon, but it sort of gets serious today. They're just sort of feeling around. I'll tell you what, though, there was prangs everywhere yesterday in the support races.
Well, they're not concentrating.
Serious damage done.
They're happy to be there, aren't they?
Hey, alligator. did you hear how Paddy just said P1?
Yeah.
What's P1 mean?
Practice one.
Yeah, I've been racking my brain on it. It must mean practice. He thinks he's in the pits again.
Yeah. I did 2 years in the pits.
Oh, no, you did. Oh, tell us about it.
I don't know why.
Petrol in the back and
water in the front. Air in the tyres. If something else goes wrong, call the RACQ. You've heard it all before. But no, it'll be massive. Naturally, you'll see it across the screens of Seven as well. But there's lots happening. Lots happening. We might take a break, Heels, and come back, because Hawks is getting ready for his sports update, and there's a bit happening there as well. All right, we'll be back. Don't forget, Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55, or you can text us on that Love Family Lawyers text line. Love is all you need, 0467 736 736, 0467 SEN.